under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Wednesday, November 26th, day before Thanksgiving. We have a very special Thanksgiving Day show lined up for you tomorrow. Devin Lawrence, our engineer, is downloading Jerry Stewart's To Be Thankful Thanksgiving Day show. Talking about our country, talking about things that we should be thankful for. You guys enjoy it. I will be downstate enjoying Thanksgiving Day with family. I'll be down in the Oakland County area and looking forward to seeing everybody. And then Saturday, we're stopping by and visiting my mom and then heading home for church services Sunday morning. We will be broadcasting church services from 11 to noon out at Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. But one show that I want to bring to your attention on Sunday morning. We have been carrying this show for quite a few years. Thank you, George Ranville. And I want to make sure you guys are aware of it, and I want you to check it out. If you're used to getting up for work, your biological clock is set. You get up 7:30 on Sunday morning, getting ready to go to church yourself. Tune in to the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Both websites, this show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio station's website, WCHY.us. Simple Radio app, which is down right now. Our engineer, Dell, is fixing it shortly. He'll have that back up and running for us. And the TuneIn app. The Flatline with Rick Hughes from Alabama airs 7:30 to 8 every Sunday morning here on the entire network. 10 biblical principles to live your life by. Everything that Rick Hughes talks about that is available on his website, rickhughesministries.org, are absolutely free. You want a book? You want a video? You want anything that's on his website? All you have to do is contact him by email or by phone or mail him a letter. He's an old-fashioned kind of guy. He loves to get letters in the mail. Do me a favor this Sunday. I'd like you to listen to the show and give me some feedback. I'd like to know that maybe perhaps you reached out to him on his website, or you called him, or you wrote him a letter after what you hear this Sunday's show. 7:30 to 8, the flat line, forward line of troops. Thank you, Captain Jeff. Military term of his show. Contact him. Send him an email. Call him. If you would like his contact information, just text me FLOT, F-L-O-T, and I'll text you the screenshot of his palm card that has all the information on it. This Sunday, after Thanksgiving, after Black Friday, after Saturday, Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, the last day of November, 7:30 to 8, do me a favor and listen to the show. And then give me some contact feedback about contacting him there in Alabama. If you could do that for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. Got a story about the governor's task force, gun violence prevention. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. The governor's gun violence prevention task force recommended on Monday of increasing the waiting time to buy guns, allowing only those 21 years and over to be able to buy guns, and requiring background checks for anyone looking to buy a gun. Don't we already do background checks? What are these people thinking? Well, in addition, the report also suggests that any gun without a serial number should be banned in the state of Michigan. These weapons include untraceable weapons that are 3D printed or built at home with parts. It's also proposing standardized training for school resource officers, as well as community violence intervention programs. Expanding access to free firearm locking devices. The banning of possession of high-capacity magazines, and making sure that more people are aware of the secure firearm storage laws are all part of the report. The main reason focus of the report was to look at how to strengthen the so-called red flag laws and recommend creating clear guidelines for when a firearm should be taken. Basically, removing it from people's possessions. The report released Monday came from a Governor Gretchen Whitmer executive order. This task force first held their meeting in 2024. The task force recommended the creation of a new firearm safety policy implementation team to introduce policies and programs that are backed by the group. This week, we marked the four-year anniversary of the shooting at the Oxford High School, where we lost four precious lives. While we've made significant progress since then, gun violence remains an epidemic, with over 11,000 preventable deaths and injuries just this year alone, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, this is, of course, something that she has been all about ever since she ran for governor, including her Department of Health and Human Services Chief Medical Executive, Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, who serves as the chair of the task force, who said firearms were the leading cause of death among U.S. teens. You know what? I would somewhat challenge that. Fentanyl, other drugs, kill a whole lot of teens. And I'm not so sure those numbers are accurate anymore. But that's what she said. She went on to say, this roadmap, this report, reflects the collective expertise and lived experiences of our task force members and offers a clear, evidence-based path forward to protect Michigan families and save lives. Executive Director Ryan Bates of End Gun Violence in Michigan thanked Governor Whitmer and the task force for helping create the report and making their recommendations. Now it is up to the legislature to turn these recommendations into realities through legislation and funding. The task force comprehensive blueprint is just the beginning, Bates said. Okay, I'm going to stop you guys right there. These recommendations do not have a snowball chance in heck of getting passed in the House. Some of these duplicate proposals that are already on the books, along with the restrictions of our Second Amendment rights, they don't have a snowball chance of going anywhere in the Republican-controlled House, especially with this Speaker, Matt Hall. You might be able to get it passed in the Senate along partisan lines, 19 to 18. It's not going to happen in the House. Well, on that point, Steve Doolin, the treasurer of the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, MCRGO, said the governor's task force was stacked in a way to drown out anyone with an opinion that counters their beliefs, as well as the University of Michigan's Institute for Healthcare Policy and Innovation. We had several of our instructors who were not allowed to participate in the open meetings. The governor's office was very selective as to who was even invited and who was not. We were not even consulted at all. Doolin went on to say that he called the recommendations a rehash of failed policies of the past. They've added a couple of new wrinkles, but nothing that is going to make any difference whatsoever. Kind of an interesting statement. Based on the fact that we weren't consulted and had no input, based on the fact that some of us from the MCRGO were rejected when we applied to even participate. When we saw the list of people who were being invited, we knew this was absolutely a stacked effort by the governor. Pretty interesting. And according to the governor, 11,000 deaths and or injuries this year. Yeah, I question those numbers as well. Where do you get these statistics from? Where are these numbers coming from, Governor? So we'll continue to follow this, but again, Democrats might introduce it in the House, but I don't even see it's going to even get a committee hearing, let alone being put up for a vote. Now, one of the other things that I want to cover today's show, let's see, I got time for this one? Yeah, I do. And this story is kind of interesting. Court of Claims judge. Remember the budget? One of the ways they balanced the budget was they were proposing a new wholesale 24% tax on marijuana. Well, Michigan Court of Claims Judge Saima Patel will determine whether the new state's 24% wholesale tax on marijuana should be blocked with a preliminary injunction. Quoting, as soon as practical. The judge heard the cannabis industry's arguments yesterday. The tax is scheduled to begin on January 1st. Potentially generating $420 million of new yearly taxes is included in part of the new $1.8 billion road funding deal that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed back in October. However, if blocked by the judge's preliminary injunction, the deal that was made by the legislative leaders and the governor will be impacted. 80% of the revenue created by the new road funding formula is supposed to go toward local roads run by municipal and county governments. Rose Tantrapole of the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association spokesperson said, "We are very grateful that the Court of Claims has agreed to expedite our lawsuit, and we're hoping to hear the decision prior to New Year's Day. Right now, our industry is focused on arguing this case. We feel like we have an exceptionally strong case on the merits, and we are focusing all of our efforts here in the courtroom." Well, additionally, separate lawsuits were filed by the MCIA, the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, along with Holistic Research Group Incorporated. This is a Harrison Township, Macomb County-based marijuana grower and processor, arguing that the tax was unconstitutional. House Bill 4951 that created the 24% wholesale tax through the Comprehensive Road Funding Tax Act passed in the Senate 19-17, so basically partisan lines. However, 78-11 in the House. 11 state representatives did not vote on it. Why? I don't know. Were they even there? The main reason for the cases, cannabis advocates argued that the tax does not align with what voters adopted back in 2018, the November Proposal 1. That was the proposal that legalized marijuana in the state of Michigan, and it requires 75%, three-fourths supermajority approval in both chambers in order to amend the citizen-led initiative that created the legalization of recreational marijuana. While representing the industry, Hahnemann attorney Kevin Blair, a commercial litigator, compared the legislators' adoption of House Bill 4951 today to the adopt and mend tactic that lawmakers used in 2018 to both adopt and then significantly altered the minimum wage and tipped credit ballot proposal. Last year, the summer of 2024, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that the adopt and amend maneuver around the Michigan's ballot initiative process was in fact unconstitutional. Blair argued that the tax newly created by the road funding deal was way worse, quote unquote. There, the adopt and mend scheme disenfranchised only 8% of the electorate, which was roughly 380,000 voters.